You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, I want to talk about the Loch Ness Monster. Are you a believer?
No, not really.
Simo, the reason I bring up the Loch Ness Monster is, well, like, okay, I wouldn't be surprising anyone by saying 2020 is an unusual year.
It's odd. It's not been a typical one. But then again, we've never done a 2020 before, so...
Yeah, true.
You know.
That's a good point. And Simo, something that's adding more and more weirdness to this year is the fact that the Loch Ness Monster this year alone, there has been reported photos of it taken 7 times.
Is that more than usual?
Very good question. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Normally there's a confirmed photo of the Loch Ness Monster maybe 1 or 2 times a year, even that.
Okay.
And so far we've still got, 4 months or so to go, and there's 7.
Wow.
When I say confirmed photos, I mean photos that have taken of the Loch, of something, and, you know, experts look at it and go, I'm not quite sure what that is.
Now, is it Scotland? My Loch Ness logic and knowledge is very poor.
Yes.
So they're just, is it trying to drum up a bit of added tourism? But then again, no one's travelling.
Yeah. So, I mean, of all the years to do it, this is probably not the best.
Rookies.
I had a little squiz through the 7 pictures that have been taken this year.
Ooh.
That have so far been confirming the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Look, I think the reason that experts look at them and can't quite tell what they are is because they're crap photos. There's no other. You look at it and it's like taken, it's like blurry. There's something in the bottom right corner that is making a slight wave, or maybe it looks like a log in the water or something like that.
It's overexposed, out of focus.
Yeah.
And then there's always that one where Nana's accidentally got the other, like the other camera on. So
like
the front camera, there's probably just that's not the Loch Ness. That's Auntie Beryl. What is she doing?
But if you look at all the pictures, they're all like someone's just accidentally taken a picture of the lake, looked at it later. And there's just like something in the bottom right corner that's just, yeah, like no one knows what it is.
We're not going to have this problem going forward. Like the Loch Ness Monster, if it doesn't have a TikTok like account at this point, if it doesn't have its own social media, I reckon it's missed a trick, because I think going forward, it's really the only way for it. Like this whole playing hard to get, it's not going to be the best outcome for him.
Well, I mean, you say that. Maybe the Loch Ness Monster does want to play hard to get and doesn't want to start doing, like, can you imagine the tick? The Loch Ness Monster doing the WAP challenge on TikTok. That would be... That video would sum up perfectly 2020. What an odd year.
No, I'd love the Loch Ness Monster to, like, when it decides to stop playing hard to get and kind of, like, decides to reveal itself to the world, calls a press conference. I spent a long time in the Loch.
Yeah.
But now I think it's time to move on to other things.
I want to move on to a bigger Loch.
Simo and Jordan.
Time for a love chat. Love chat, baby. Love a good love chat. And this one involves the woman that married a tree September last year. Do you remember this?
Let me know.
We spoke about it.
A woman who married... Yeah, do you remember that? You know, it's quite a major... Nothing's really happened in the world since then.
Yeah, a woman married a tree.
Since September last year, no major world issues. So you should remember that.
I remember. That's why I followed this up. So she got hitched to a tree. And she's decided to celebrate their 1 year anniversary.
Oh, well, congratulations to her and the tree.
She celebrated a year's worth of marriage with some friends and also her 15-year-old son, who is reportedly a little embarrassed.
I thought you were going to say, who's reportedly also a tree.
But
just a smaller one.
I've also got, I mean, like, 1 year in a relationship, that's, you know, hard.
I bet you know, congratulations.
Well done to them.
Can I ask, what type of tree is it? Do you know? Is it like one of those really old gum trees or something that's like 150 years old?
Yeah.
Or was it just planted by the council last Tuesday?
Well, it's an elder tree, and she changed her last name in accordance with, you know, when you get married.
Oh, so she takes the tree's... What's the tree's last name?
So her name was Kate Cunningham. It is now Kate Elder.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, technically, if it's an elder tree, the last name would be Tree.
Yeah, maybe it's Tree the Elder. But I have got some comments here regarding how their first year's gone.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
So apparently at one point they did consider a bit of an open relationship when, you know, they wanted to branch out and try new things.
Oh, dear, I think... I think I can see where this is going.
Especially, when one has a bit of a habit of being, you know, really seedy in the morning.
Trees famous for not having really anything to do with seeds. Or the fact that I think that, yeah, they must... Do you plant a seed and grow a tree? I don't actually know how that works. Yes. I assume you would.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, okay. That's very condescending. Yes. Come on, Jordan. Yes, you do.
So she did also ask him to leaf at one point.
I see, and he did not. Well, he did when all the leaves fell off.
However, they didn't want to uproot their friends and family.
How many more of these do you have? You're enjoying this too much.
It's just so good.
Should I just go and give you some alone time?
They're also hoping that their love continues to grow.
Okay, that's five.
They were a little bit worried that the spark went out of their relationship, but lucky for him, because otherwise, he would have burned down.
is that it? It is done?
Sorry, yeah, I'm done. Thank you. Yeah.
You missed the most obvious one.
Which one's that?
So what was the conversation like around the dinner table? Oh, a bit wooden.
A bit wooden. Also, it's worth mentioning, do you know what the traditional wedding anniversary gift is?
What, just when you're traditionally married for a year or when you're marrying a tree?
No way. Just in general.
Okay, I don't know.
Paper?
Ooh.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, growing up, I always wanted to be a professional sports athlete.
Really?
That was kind of...
A lot of dedication required. Yeah.
And that's most of the reason why I didn't end up getting there eventually.
There is a lot of stuff, there's diet, and then there's also just like the sheer determination.
Mm.
Like
those, as I mentioned, all the training sessions and gyms that you have to go into.
Like they had that doco on Kathy Freeman last night, I reckon it was. And just you have to be like ready to dominate not just yourself and your own mind, the mental game, but then like you got to deal with everyone else as well.
Yeah. So for all those reasons and me being lazy, didn't achieve that goal. Another thing that put me off as well was the injuries that you see sports stars getting.
Yeah. Knees are a remarkable feat of evolution.
Yeah.
I learned that from Todd Sampson's Body Hack. And we keep pushing our limits. Mm. So the knees, they'll need to adapt and overcome like Bear Grylls.
Yeah, but over the weekend, like I was watching the football and two players got concussed and had to get stretchered off.
Oy, yeah.
So it's fine and all that sort of stuff. But you kind of look at it and go, oh, this is gruesome, these injuries that these sports stars get. However, one injury did catch my attention.
Okay.
This one... So if you imagine like concussion and you've done your knee and broken bones and that sort of stuff, it's one end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
This is completely the opposite.
Okay.
A pitcher who plays baseball for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Mm.
His name is Zach Wheeler.
Right.
He will not play the next game.
Tennis elbow. Because he's a baseballer.
No.
Okay, no.
It would be baseball elbow. No, this guy, Zach Wheeler, he's a pitcher, and he will not play the next game after he injured the nail on his right middle finger whilst putting on his pants.
Oh, no.
This is dead set true. This guy, I looked him up. He signed a 5-year contract a couple of years back worth $118 million.
I was about to ask how much is he on.
$118 million contract, and now he's not going to play in the next match because he injured the nail on his right middle finger while putting on his pants. I know nothing about baseball. I'm going to stress this. Maybe your nail on the back of your finger is important somehow.
Mm.
I don't know. But if I was the coach, I'd be going, mate, come on.
I think it's always it's a bit of a comfort thing, isn't it? Like, same thing with your bowlers and your cricket. If there's finger issues.
Yeah, but it's the nail. He chipped the nail. Okay, number one, how do you do that while putting on pants? Are your pants made out of knives or something like that somehow cut your nail? And number two, you're being paid $118 million. I don't give a... Put a Band-Aid on it and get out there and throw the ball.
What's the bet he makes more, like, as a hand model? That's, like, his future. It's like, when I retire, it's going to be my only thing. So we've got to nurse me back to health before I can get back to playing.
Look, if he's currently on a $118 million contract and he's worried about money, mate, come on.
Simo and Jordan.
And eggs. Yes, no. Fan, not a fan.
Of eating them, I assume you ask?
Yeah.
I don't mind a scrambled egg or two.
What else are you doing with your eggs?
I mean, there's plenty of egg preparation methods.
Yes.
I think we're all familiar with
them. Right, yeah, but it always ends up with eating, Jordan.
Yes.
So,
why? What are you doing with eggs?
Well, I'm not, but some juveniles have caused a supermarket to now only sell eggs to those that are over the age of 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I may have seen where this is going.
Yeah. So the move comes after several weeks of vandalism, wherein buildings and buses have been pelted with eggs by unknown youths. Mm-hmm. This is over in Europe, in Sweden. And so the supermarket manager has explained that they noted an uptick in groups of youths coming into the shop and only purchasing eggs. Something they found both uncharacteristic and suspicious. They had a look at them and were like, yeah, you're not in the gym. You're not bulking. What's the go?
Group of 14-year-olds. Oh, hi, just a 12-pack of eggs, please.
That's all. Do you want any gum? No, just the eggs.
No, just the eggs. And then they came back 5 minutes later. Yeah, just some more eggs, please. Nothing unusual about this.
Ah, so isn't it sad? But it's like, it'd be weird to enforce, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like because we're obviously familiar with getting ID'd to buy alcohol. Simo, you're baby-faced.
That's right, yeah. So
you get ID'd all the time.
Quite often, just about every time.
Even though I'm younger than you, I look older, which I'm not happy about.
But it got me thinking as well, because you know how like eggs are often like advertised to be caged or uncaged?
Yeah.
Now it's got to the point where like the eggs are being stored with the spray paints. And you're going to have to get the little lock and key and be like, can I see your ID here? No, yep, right now. Which one of these do you want to get? Which eggs do you want now? And which spray paint do you want?
Yeah, I mean, while you're here, you might as well get something to graffiti a bus stop or something like that.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
How good is that?
Yes, Simo, how good is that? We have an item. We're trying to work out how good it is. Maybe it's brilliant. Maybe it's terrible. We don't know. It's that simple. We don't know.
It's a 50-50 chance. It's a nervy time on a Monday. It sets the tone for how the rest of the week is going to go. No pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the one for this morning.
Beach balls. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes,
no.
Absolutely, 100% required.
You like beach balls.
You need balls of some kind at the beach because otherwise it's a boring old time.
That's one way of putting it. I agree that, you know, to throw around a beach ball perhaps could be fun.
Hmm.
But my issue with it,
yep.
Like beaches, whenever you go, you never go on a day where it's not windy. Let's face it, there's always at least a bit of a breeze when you go to the beach.
No, I try not to do that because pins and needles off the sand is the worst. But I get your point. Normally there can be a bit of a breeze about.
And beach balls are the lightest thing in the world.
Right.
You throw one in the air even on a day where there is a light breeze that is not kicking up any sand or anything like that.
Mm.
Even on a day where it's a light breeze, it's like a baby breathing on you. That's how light the breeze is.
Have you felt the power of that breath of late, or where have you pulled that from?
I was trying to think of a metaphor for something that look, it probably wasn't my best metaphor, admittedly, but I'm going to stick with it.
Like a baby's breath.
But similarly, like even on a day where it's barely windy,
like
throw
a baby's breath.
Yes, like a baby's breath. You throw a beach ball in the air, and it'll end up like 20 meters over there on top of someone that's trying to take an Instagram picture or something like that. And it's just chaos.
It is chaos, but that's what the beach is for. It's for chaos.
Like, can we get like a heavier style, like a tennis ball or something like that? If you throw that to each other, that's fine because it's a bit heavier.
Right.
If a baby was to breathe on the tennis ball, it would not affect the tennis ball's flight.
So,
just get a heavier ball.
Yeah. All right. So you're not against having balls at the beach.
No.
Just specifically beach balls.
Yes.
So not balls that were at the beach. You're happy for any kind of spherical object to be taken to the beach and enjoyed.
Oh, don't get me wrong. A 10-pin bowling ball, one of those heavy things.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah, that's fair.
My 5-year-old son, catch, and just throw a bowling ball at him. No, that wouldn't end well.
So some of my greatest memories, if you take like not one of the ones that can like get heavy in water, but like a soccer ball, take one of those with you.
Yeah.
And then you try to juggle, keep it in the air with your heads. Oh, endless fun.
Yeah.
Endless good times to be had.
I mean, you couldn't do that with a beach ball because you'd header it and then it would just fly off to nowhere.
I do agree. They do suck as a ball.
Also, have you noticed as well, when you blow up a beach ball, you're holding it, you look inside. Inside there is a fine layer of spit inside the beach ball, which is just utterly disgusting, especially now in a COVID time.
Can't say that I've ever looked that closely at the inside of a beach ball.
Probably don't.
But do you have like a... So on the rating system, it seems like beach is the bottom for you. Beach ball.
Beach ball. Oh, yeah, the bottom. If there was an even lower bottom than the bottom, that would be where the beach ball
so
is.
So it comes under bowling ball, tennis ball, cricket ball.
I would
ball.
Prefer to take a 10 in bowling ball.
Simo and Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.